Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Now joined by Jonathan Feldstein. He is the president at Genesis 123 Foundation. And you have heard earlier in the news that there's been some protests recently in Iran with respect to executions that are taking place. I don't know whether we're going to ever see an Arab Spring type uprising there, but what we do know is that there has to be something definitive in respect to what we're seeing happening with Iran and their other plans of domination of the region. So to update us on Iran and all options on the table, I welcome Jonathan to the show. A very good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you? It's great to be back.
It's great, the sight. Just going through the news this weekend and seeing all what's happening with the Ukrainian-Russian situation, American generals warning of possible civil unrest in the States. It's just a strange, strange situation. And of course, as always, there is the Iranian situation. Please bring us up to speed with what's happening.
So on Thursday, we hosted the Genesis 123 Foundation, hosted an incredible webinar with two top Israeli experts. As you just said, the topic was Iran, all options on the table, to discuss what those options are. And I invite anyone to follow that on the Genesis 123 Foundation, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, et cetera, or be in touch with me at genesis123.co. But as you just mentioned, an interesting topic, which I think most people in the world are not focusing on, are the civil unrest that's taking place in Iran. One of our experts addressed that specifically, saying that unless and until Iranian rebels are prepared to die in a greater number than the Iranians are prepared to kill them, then there will probably not be any significant insurrection in that country. And his assessment was the rebels are not yet prepared to do that. However, there's no question whatsoever that the Iranians are to be believed, that their goal is to acquire a nuclear weapon, their goal is to destroy Israel, and their goal is a more imperial dominance in the Middle East. One of the overriding questions is to what extent the rest of the world understands that. There's a general sense that the Western secular world does not understand religious fanaticism and to a large extent doesn't want change. So that led to a fabulous conversation, a scary conversation, but fabulous all the same, as to what Israel's options really are.
So we're seeing this dominant play taking place in the regions bordering Europe and Russia, the old Russian Federation and the NATO supporting states being Ukraine. Would this be a distraction to the world powers to allow Iran to potentially have a preemptive strike, or to try show their weight in the area, based on the fact that so much of the world is now focused on trying to prevent a war in Europe?
So that's an excellent question. Again, not something that I think most people in the world are following outside of Israel. So kudos to you for doing that. The short answer is yes. All of these distractions, whether it's a situation with Ukraine and Russia and how that might play out and or spill over, these issues vis-a-vis China, issues, one of the topics we discussed, you know, the U.S. is still the world superpower, and a fabulous comment that was made toward the end of our webinar, that the three largest air forces in the world are the United States Army, the United States Air Force, and the United States Navy. So, and those are the ones that have the firepower to have the most impact to stop Iran. But not only are those issues important, if you followed U.S. domestic politics, and with the U.S. being clearly a necessary player in anything that will take place in Iran, you also have to overlay recent popularity polls regarding the Biden administration and the fact that in 11 months from now, the U.S. will be facing a midterm election, and what and how the U.S. administration does in the coming weeks and months will impact the outcome of that election. There are many, many factors that play out, but the short answer to your question is, yes, all of these are inevitable distractions to a potential military strike on Iran. The one question or topic I would pick up on, it would certainly have to be preemptive, not just preemptive before Iran launches a nuclear weapon, but as was discussed many, many times, and it was really, I think the one person in the room who was discussed the most was Menachem Begin, that we may be coming to a Menachem Begin moment where he made the strategic decision in 1981 to take out the Iraqi nuclear reactor before it was a live nuclear reactor, and received tremendous criticism around the world, negative pushback from the Reagan administration, even in the United Nations. And Israel has to be aware that this is a factor that may take place, but Israel also can't allow Iran to have a weapon and then be faced with a nuclear Iran, where Iran calls Israel a one-bomb country.
So, Jonathan, we had a program in South Africa in the 80s called Mario. He was a magician, and he used to say in Afrikaans, kill your he, kill your dine, sida. In other words, while he's distracting you here and while he's distracting you here, something else is happening on the side that you may not be aware of. We're seeing China's aggression in the South China Seas. We're seeing Russia's aggression along the Ukraine border. We haven't heard much about North Korea, but I'm sure they're going to come back into the play anytime soon. If all of these come together as a perfect storm, will there be enough resources at play to counter any attacks in the Middle East, specifically by Iran?
Well, it's fabulous that you also bring in North Korea, because one of Iran's options, of course, would be to buy a ready-made nuclear weapon from the North Koreans. And the fact that since the inauguration of the Biden administration, we have not heard really anything from the North Koreans of significance, is significant. Will there be enough? It's an impossible conversation to boil down in just a minute, but that is ultimately the question. Does Israel have the capacity? Will anyone in the world reliably join Israel if that's necessary? And I'm trying to remember precisely how it was said that war is a last option in the event after all other options fail, but there needs to be a credible military option, which has been talked about. But one of the things that our panelists discussed, that until 6 months ago here in Israel, their assessment is we have not been planning for that option.
Unbelievable. Jonathan Feldstein, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. And for our listeners, you can find everything relating to what Jonathan was chatting about at Genesis 123 Foundation. As always, a pleasure, Jonathan.
Pleasure to be back. Have a great morning, everybody. Good week.